Welcome to another special election edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perrone. We're very pleased to welcome with us today Fiona Jagger, who is the Green Party of Ontario candidate for Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes. May I call you Fiona?
Yes, please do.
Fiona, welcome to Lake 88.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you here. Let's start off by learning a little bit about you. Tell us about yourself.
So I'm a nurse. I've worked in the mental health and addiction sector for years and years, and I'm now a professor of nursing here locally in Brockville. It was really my work as a nurse that's brought me to my interest in politics. So this is my first time running for the Green Party. It's really my first foray into politics. But what brought me here was sort of two things. One is that the more I worked in my sector, the more I saw that the problems that my patients were facing were problems that I couldn't solve as a worker on the front lines, that they had, that they required policy solutions. So these are people who were not able to find appropriate housing, people who were stranded in hospital, which is a very expensive place to be stranded because there was no appropriate place to discharge them to, people dying of opioid overdose deaths because of tainted drug supply, people who were on ODSP, who were really consigned to a life of poverty where they weren't able to participate in really what was available to them in their community because of it. So thinking about all those things, seeing that the effect of those things on my patients, I thought, you know, do the people in power really understand the effects of the policy decisions at this level that I see them, that my colleagues see them as a nurse? And that made me more and more interested in entering into just a little bit. I really only intended to get a little bit involved in politics to try to understand it better and just sort of share the nursing perspective. But here I am as a candidate, and I have to say I'm learning every day what that means and how to make that a better experience.
So how'd you choose the Green Party as you went through this?
Well, that was a very natural fit for me. So the Green Party, for a lot of reasons. So the Green Party really starts by looking at values, like where do we want to be, not just in this election cycle, not just what are people sort of talking about right now in this moment, in these sort of few months where we're looking to get elected, but what are our goals for this generation, for the next seven generations? Do we still want a planet to live on? What kind of places do we want? What kind of lives do we want our children to have? And our grandchildren to have? And then how do we get there? And so the platforms that the Green Party comes up with are really very connected and really based in those values. And that allows a sort of future thinking, future focused problem solving that I don't see in the other parties, and that I think fits with what I see. And I kind of thought, like, why wouldn't I run for the party or get involved in the party that I think has the best platforms? And I say that sounds obvious, but I say that because I have met many voters who say, oh, I love the Green Party. I would vote for the Green Party, but I'm not going to because I think, you know, the big three are the only options. And I want all those people to know that I've thought that way in the past, but I've really come to a point in my life where I'm thinking if I'm throwing all my eggs into this basket, because I really think the Green Party is the best solutions for our future. And those are integrated solutions where we're talking about people and the planet at the same time. So better climate care, better housing, better mental health care, all of those things, we can address them together.
Really, really interesting answer there. I really also want to say thank you very much for being a nurse, to you and to your colleagues. And here you are training the next generation as well. So thank you very much for your contributions to healthcare, especially over the past 2 years. But, you know, coming from a family that has several nurses within it, I know it's way beyond just a highlighted time. So thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you for that, Bob. It is nursing week. So it's a great week to really be listening to nurses. And I don't just mean myself. I mean, for me too, to be listening to my colleagues and hearing what they're going through and how they're doing right now at this point in their work life.
Well, we'll call it a happy coincidence that it ended up with you being on In Focus, during nursing week, which is excellent. Let's get into a little bit more specific LGBTIRL. Let's talk about what, in your mind, is the biggest issue facing voters in the riding. Now, there's a loaded question for you.
Yeah, of course, there's lots of issues. And I just said that I think that a lot of these things are interconnected. But just to pick one that's definitely a big one for people in this riding and what I'm hearing people talk about, and I don't think it will be a surprise to you, but housing. So we have a lot of people really concerned about what's happening with the housing market, and that's multifaceted. So, you know, I'm hearing from, like I heard from a small business owner that moved their business from one community to another, thought, oh, you know, I'll rent for a while I get established, figured out how get to know this community, and then I'll buy. And in that period of time, got priced out of the housing market. I'm hearing from young people that you know have been saving for a house for a couple of years, that now, you know, the amount that they thought they would have to save is not even close to what they will need for a down payment. So they're feeling hopeless about ever getting into the housing market. And I'm hearing from older people that are established in their homes as well, that they're worried that their children and grandchildren won't be able to have a similar life to what they've enjoyed, because they just won't be able to own a home where they can live with their family in a secure way. So that's a big issue that's facing this community. And then connected to that is that I'm also hearing from people that when new developments are going up, like, we're really lucky to live in this area. I think there's a lot of small communities that are really well connected, where people can, you know, live, work, and play in the same spaces. You know, we still have these wonderful main streets and these wonderful local community schools. And people are worried that when new development comes to their communities, that it's not the sort of new development that's really in line with the values of the community or with maintaining sort of the health of the community. That is, it's sprawling developments that are zoned to be, you know, purely residential, so that involve, that mean people have to do more commuting, and that really change the nature of the community. So those sort of, all those issues around housing, those are a really big deal.
So tell me a little bit then how the Green Party would address that when it comes to a rural perspective. I know that as of this recording, your leader is due to release the platform. So there's, you know, we have a slight disadvantage there. We're recording at 9 o'clock in the morning, and he's expected to speak soon. So knowing that, tell us a little bit about the approach that the Green Party of Ontario takes to this issue of housing, which is a massive part of the whole affordability issue facing people in the province.
Absolutely. So although I am also looking forward to the release of the full platform later this morning, thank you for bringing that up. There are some things that we know already. And so the Green Party is committed to reducing speculative buying. And so when people are, so there'll be, you'll be, there'll be costs, heavy costs to buying a third home, even higher costs to buying a fourth home or a fifth home. And that's to preserve homes for people who want to live in them with their families. The Green Party is committed to ending blind bidding, which does have the potential to reduce some home costs, to ensuring that all homes are inspected, and that inspected is at the cost to the seller. If you buy a home and it's a bit of a dud and it needs a lot of fixing up, that's one thing if you're a speculative buyer and it's your sixth home. But if you're a family and you're putting your entire savings into this home, and you have no choice but to buy it, without an inspection because of the bidding process, and then it turns out to have massive problems, that can sink a family. So that's a really, it may seem small, but that's a really important piece there as well. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, where in the riding do you live?
I live in Gananoque.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nice. Certainly beautiful part of the riding. And it's another one that has seen a bit of a population boom as well. We've seen that throughout the riding as people are moving away from larger cities and moving into these other areas. But unfortunately, that tends to push some of the people who were planning on perhaps moving up to a home that is the next level in those communities. There's just not as many of them available, or the prices, because the demand is there, keeps going up. How do you address that?
Well, the Green Party is also really supported, interested in supporting first-time home build. Buyers and entering the market. And then I think that partly what we have to work on there is that those nature of those communities that we have and that we're working with, where we're, instead of creating these these giant sprawling new developments that exist on sort of the edges of communities and that may sort of be attractive to some people that are moving here from larger cities or from outside, or attract that kind of outside buyer to development that's within the city, that's some smarter development that's within the city spaces and the places where people want to live, and that's appealing to the people who have grown up in communities and that are now trying to move there and live with their families. So there's a piece of it there too. And then really, all of these things that I've already mentioned have the potential to reduce overall costs of housing or to stop the inflation of housing, which hopefully makes home buying more affordable for the people who already live in these communities and really care about these communities.
We could talk about affordable housing all day. You know, you can do that with any candidate. And I really wish we had more time to it, but we want to give you the opportunity to talk about other issues facing people in your riding. And the next way I'd like you to do that is to pick one piece that would be, I guess you'd consider it a plank in the platform of the Green Party of Ontario until that platform is officially released. We'll call it a piece of policy that you think is in place right now that really can positively affect the people in your riding should you and the Green Party be elected.
Yeah, so the piece of policy that I'll speak to is the Green Party mental health policy. And that's obviously close to my heart as someone who's worked in the mental health sector for years and years and years. And I think it's really applicable to this riding as well. Like, you've heard people talk about the shadow pandemic. So as the COVID-19 pandemic has been going on, behind that, we've seen really a lot of crisis in people's mental health. And there haven't been the services there to address it. And specifically for rural ridings or ridings with a lot of rural spaces such as ours, sometimes some of the specialty services that are available in larger urban places aren't available here. And some of the preventative services that are available in larger urban spaces aren't available here. And that's one thing that the Green policy really tackles, is making mental health services equitable and available across Ontario for all people. So I'll talk about some of the pieces that I think would be applicable in this region. And also, I think that what I'm hearing from voters too is one of the things that's come up is there's this big this growing tent city in Brockville. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and people are really concerned. They're like, what do we do? This seems like a crisis, but we're not sure how to approach this. And I think that that's really just evidence that we need more we need more prevention. It's sort of, when you see a tent city like that, it's really complicated, right? It's an issue with housing. It's an issue with mental health services, and it's an issue with addiction services, all sort of combined. And so we need all of those things to be mobilized in order to prevent situations where people feel like they have no other option but to live sort of like on the side of a highway. So some of the things that the Green Plan includes is an overall 10% increase in mental health spending, a dedicated 3-digit crisis service. So where now you might have, there's a lot of different sort of pockets of different crisis services. You can be living over here and there's one crisis service, and then living over here and there's another, and some places aren't covered. So a dedicated 3-digit crisis service would mean that no matter where you were living in our riding or in Ontario, you would have a 3-digit number to call when you or a family member was in a mental health crisis and needed immediate services. Also increasing access to on the ground crisis services. So what you have in some larger urban spaces is that there'll be mental health crisis teams that are available to go out when a crisis is happening that has a mental health component. And that's very, very effective. In rural places, usually often the de facto people who can do that are the police and the police only. And it's really, that's really not an appropriate use of the police services, and that's not appropriate for the people experience a mental health crisis. So that's a really important piece for that. For any family member who's ever had to call that kind of service, I'm sure they feel that deeply. We also support Indigenous-led mental health services. Also the creation of a dedicated ministry that would also lead the collection of much better data about where we need more mental health services. And that sounds a little bit boring on the surface, like, oh, data, whatever. But actually, we're very bad at collecting data on mental health services, where they're needed, where they're used, who's using them, why they're using them. And we need that data in order to create better preventative programs. And so that's actually a really important thing in pinpointing exactly what's going on in our riding and where we need better prevention.
Absolutely. And I will say this, you're a nurse and we'd expect you to speak to the topics that you've spoken to. There's no doubt about it. That's the beauty of our political system. You know, if you have someone who's coming in to run and they're a nurse, then obviously their concerns are healthcare. We've seen that with the other candidates that we've spoken to already. And you're only our third candidate that we've spoken to. So it is what is expected. I don't mean to take you out of a comfort zone or anything like that, but one of these ways that they can reach out to get these mental health services to people mm-hmm. would be online, would be having a discussion like we're having right now over Zoom. I've heard the Green Party talk about, yes, we need to improve rural internet. And of course, when it comes to affordability, obviously, you've already touched on housing. You actually spoke at length about housing, which we appreciate. There's so many different parts of affordability that we just don't have the time to get into them. But internet seems to be that second issue there that people want. And it's not about streaming Netflix or anything like that. It's about being able to be connected to work. And then the ag industry is changing so much that they need to be connected. And of course, in your riding, that is a big factor. So tell us a little bit about the Green Plan to expand that net, so to speak, so that we have more high speed in Leeds, Grenville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes.
Yeah, no. So you're absolutely right. High speed internet is not a luxury. People need it in order to go to school, in order to access their college and university courses that they're taking online, in order to do their work, in order to draw people to this community. Like you said, the egg business as well requires it. And a lot of health services require it now too, just to bring it back to my comfort zone. So
absolutely.
Yeah, even this plan I was talking about, it expanding mental health services, one of the areas that it includes is, you know, really improving the access to online mental health services for youth, because that's often a comfort zone for youth to access things online. So that's just another reason why we absolutely need, it's almost like a human right to have access to appropriate and reliable internet. And so the Green Party is committed and has been for years to improving the infrastructure for rural ridings.
And so how do you do that? Is it just a matter of pouring money in? Is it a matter of better contracts with the big providers?
You know what? So I'm going to be absolutely honest, Bob, and say as a first-time candidate mm-hmm. who's really just learning as I go, I don't really have a good answer to that question. So I'm aware of it being a really important issue, and I'm aware that I'm in support of the solution, and the Green Party has like probably documents that if I search real fast on Google, I could be finding them right now. Yeah. That would help me. So there is a plan, but I can't speak to it in detail right now. And I'm really apologize for that. I apologize to the constituents, and it's something obviously an area that I need to improve on.
Yeah, but that's honesty, right? And you can't know everything. Candidates can't know absolutely everything. You can know how it benefits. You can be a member of the team saying, this is how I can help develop this plan. So I appreciate your honesty. Absolutely. And no doubt it's one of those things that we are going to be hearing about quite a bit. And, you know, should you win, then your leader would certainly be looking at you, not for expertise in internet, but in the health field, I would imagine.
I imagine. Yes, I have to say that this whole exercise, this process of becoming a political candidate has really opened my eyes to the fact that, and this is something I hadn't really been aware of before, that people who are involved in politics are really ordinary citizens who are passionate about making their communities better. And so it's a learning curve for me, certainly, but I'm really appreciate being here. There's actually seven nurses running across Ontario right now. Hmm. And within our party, there's a lot of school teachers, school bus drivers, like frontline mental health workers, just a lot of people who care about the communities that they're working with. And we're all, you know, we're all learning about the issues as some of the issues that are outside of our comfort zone as we go and doing our best to serve our communities.
Yeah, and your counterpart in Lanark Frontenac, Kingston, where we're located, is a former medical officer of health, you know?
Yeah, she's amazing. Marlene.
Absolutely. And we're not going to be talking to her very much in depth about infrastructure at this point when it comes to roads and so on. But as you are a professor of nursing as well, no doubt you do your research.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I do always try to do my research.
I want to know how you would answer this question for your constituents. What makes you the best choice for MPP in Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes?
Well, I think, like I said earlier, I'm going to go to the Green Party for a minute and just really talk about the party that I'm running for. I believe that the Green Party has the most visionary platform of all the parties, and that if we're really looking to create a change in the status quo, because we're all more comfortable with the status quo, but we've realized at this point, or hopefully a lot of citizens have realized, that if we just chug along doing things the way that we've always done them, we really can't reduce our emissions in the way that we need to reduce our emissions. We can't solve the housing crisis in the way that we need to solve the housing crisis. We see a world in crisis. We see flooding. We see fires. We see our lives are becoming unaffordable. It's hard to imagine how our children are going to be able to live the types of lives that we've been able to live if we don't address some of the problems in our communities right now. And the other three parties don't address those issues as well and in as complete and connected and as visionary a way as the Green Party addresses them. And I hope that as people become more and more concerned about these crises that we're experiencing, that they become more and more aware of that sort of visionary nature and that future-focused nature of that platform. So that would be one reason to vote for me. Another reason is that I have, you know, a decade and a half of experience as a nurse. I'm a parent in this community, and I really do think that as a nurse, you may not have the experience. I don't have that political experience, that experience as a politician per se, but what I do have experience with is seeing people at all stages of their life and seeing what their needs are and working together with the available infrastructure, with other professionals in order to solve people's problems, like bringing in, that's what nurses do. We work across professional lines and with each other to figure out to really listen to our patients, listen to their needs, and then figure out how to solve their problems. And so that's what I will do for this writing as well. I'll listen to constituents, listen to their needs, and then really work across parties, across professions to really try to figure out how we can solve the problems that we're facing here.
Fiona, I want to thank you first off for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And it's been a very informative chat that we've had for our listeners, for myself as well. And lastly, I want to thank you very much for running. It takes a lot for someone to step up. There's so many people who say that they would like to do this, this, and this in their communities or their province and then never make a move, but you're making that move. And for that, like I do with every other candidate, I want to thank you very much for running.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Bob. It's been a pleasure to be here.
And if anybody would like to learn more about you or your campaign, the best way to do so is?
Well, you can go to the Green Party page and then say, find your candidate, and I'll be listed there, Fiona Jagger. Also, I invite any constituent to email me directly at fionajagger@gpo.ca. I'd be more than happy to answer your questions.
Our guest today on In Focus, we have been speaking with Fiona Jagger, who is the candidate for the Green Party of Ontario in Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.